Good morning. My name is Jeffrey Steeb. I'm the executive director of the New Bedford Harbor Development Commission, and I'd like to read into the record a letter from John Mitchell, mayor of the city of New Bedford. I believe this letter is delivered to the management council by email last night. I would like to have it in the record. Dear members of the New England Fishery Management Council, as mayor of New Bedford, Massachusetts, I write to ask that you support option 2 exemption from year-round mortality closures as outlined in the current draft of Framework 48. As you know, the groundfish fishery is expecting devastating cuts in catch limits for numerous species for the 2013 fishing year. These cuts will have severe socioeconomic consequences for New Bedford, which is the nation's highest grossing fishing port. Opening the closed areas could mitigate the effect of these cuts by enabling fishermen to more effectively target abundant stocks such as Georges Bank haddock, redfish, and pollock. At the same time, opening the closed areas would not jeopardize conservation goals. Since the total catch is constrained, this action would not be likely to increase fishing mortality and prevent the rebuilding of stocks. Moreover, areas of essential fish habitat and spawning aggregations would continue to be protected under rolling or permanent habitat closures. I have greatly appreciated the Council's consideration of the social and economic impacts of the anticipated cuts to the groundfish fishery, including its vote last month to set next year's quota for Georges Bank yellowtail flounder at 1,150 metric tons, consistent with the Scientific and Statistical Committee recommendations. I ask that you, at your meeting tomorrow, which is today, you continue to attempt to mitigate the effects of the reduced quotas and vote to open the closed areas in the manner described in the draft Framework 48. Sincerely, John Mitchell, Mayor of New Bedford.
Thank you.
Thank you.